Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Max and Friends, and I am your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to LA Talk Radio. Tamara, as you all know, is on her book tour, so she's not in the studio. But you know what? I'm here, so that's what's up. Anyway, welcome everyone tonight. How was your week? We're live on LA Talk Radio, and what better place to be on a Sunday night? Whether you're in LA, New York, Miami, you could be anywhere. Italy, Dubai, we have listeners all over the place, Costa Rica, Bahamas, just some of my favorite places. So I'm glad you're all tuning in tonight because we've got like the bomb show for you tonight. The bomb. We're getting like backflashing over here. What a week have I had. New York heat wave is in effect. That's right. I might be on LA Talk Radio, but I do reside in New York. And when I'm not in my studio in LA, I'm in my studio in New York. Speaking of New York and LA, and Florida, where I'm going this week, you know who's taking me there? Delta. Delta.com. Flights are on sale now, so check out Delta.com. Getting commercials out of the way early in the show, because we've got a full-packed show for you tonight. We've got some very cool, exclusive information on one of the hottest parties in L.A. tonight. Not tonight, but the guest will be on. The party's going to be Tuesday night, but we're going to let him tell you about it. And then preceding him, we've got we're going to, like, get caliente aquí in the studio, okay? So tonight, everybody, get ready, porque nosotros estamos Max y amigos after in a little bit. I'm going to say hi to my cousin who came here from Canada, Ruthie. Welcome to New York, the tri-state area. I had a fun week. I packed my bags and went up north with my sister and my friend John Syracuse. So hi to you both, Nikki and John. And Susan and Karen Wagner at equineadvocates.org. One of my favorite places. It's a sanctuary up in Chatham, New York. We had the pleasure to stay in the farmhouse and to see where all of our money goes to when we donate and when everyone donates to this fabulous cause called equineadvocates.org. I'm a big horse person. Love the horses. And not only do they have horses there, but they have mules. They have it was just fun. Donkeys, llamas, the whole nine. So thank you to Susan Wagner and, of course, Karen Wagner. Fantastic night. Tonight, we got like everything's all in place. We had a fun week. Speaking of weeks, there's just so much happening. SD26, I was there, had a great time. I was at another equine event this week. A lot to do with the horses. I guess people are becoming one with the animal. Anyway, my friends, there's all this traveling going on. I'm going to be going to Florida this week. And you know what? There's a cool website. And the website is called mylifeinthecity.com. Now, whether you're in New York, LA, or Florida, or new cities that will be joining the site, check out mylifeinthecity.com. It's a full frontal kind of a knowledge page on your city. Get to know your city. Check out mylifeinthecity.com. It's definitely cool. And maybe you can be a contributor. Check them out for your local city. You know, it's like an online diary of what's going on. Exclusivity. We like that. And not only do we like that, but we like our next guest that's coming on because exclusivity and exclusiveness are the parties that he throws. Mr. Black himself, Luke Nero, is in the studio tonight on LA Talk Radio and Max and Friends. So, Luke, pull up your mic and let's talk about this exclusive party that you throw not only in LA, but New York as well. Welcome, Luke.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Well, we're so glad you're here.
Of course. So what would you like to know about the Mr. Black Party? Have you been?
You know what? I've never been. Now, shame on me.
Shame on you. No, it's a New York-based party. It was actually a nightclub in New York that started in January 2006. And it was a full-fledged nightclub, 6 nights a week. And I just brought a one-night-a-week party out to L.A., In September.
So now what's going on at these parties besides, I guess, you know, everyone who's hit me up that they know you're coming on. Everyone, by the way, Shaquita brought me you, so to say, our good friend Shaquita. But, you know, she's like, check out the webpage. And everyone's like, oh, you're having Luke on with this ass, the famous ass picture. So, like, what's up with the ass?
What's up with the ass? Well, Well, this is how it started out. I was actually a cocktail waiter for Mr. Black back in the day, which is in 2006. And I wore an apron and was dared to wear nothing under the apron. So I did that as a dare. And then some customer took a photograph next to it, and kind of the aesthetics of the photograph, the camera looking down, and the people looking up, you know, just the aesthetics of that looks really good. So I thought, you know what, I might just start a blog and have people take photographs next to my ass. All right, so I did that. So I did a mock week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did like a mock week with friends and family taking pictures next to my ass. And then Perez Hilton hit it up. So once Perez Hilton put on his website, it got 70,000 hits in one day. So
your ass got 70,000 hits in one day.
Uh-huh. And it just kind of ballooned from there. So yeah, it instantly attracted attention.
Well, there's so like I've seen so many celebrities next to your ass. I mean, your ass is like a billboard in itself.
Yeah, it is. It's a walking billboard. You know, it's very simple.
It's a great marketing.
It was the cheapest advertising we ever did. You know what I mean? It was free. So
it was free. It was God's gift to you, right?
Uh huh. Mm hmm. That's it.
Now, rumor has it is that your ass is no longer the ass in the photos, though.
No, I had to grow up and become the head man in LA. So I couldn't be the boss and run around with my ass hanging out anymore. So I had to draw the line. Although it's lots of fun and, you know, you get so much attention from it, I had to retire it and give it to a younger, more youthful looking buttock by the name of Robert, who is my new substitute. So
Robert, do your thing. Make Luke's ass proud.
Well, he does.
Nonetheless,
he does really well, actually.
Does he do well? Well, we'll have to see his photos. Are they on your website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are, of course.
And now let everyone know.
You have to go to mrblackla.blogspot.com, and that's where the weekly photographs are updated.
Now, tell us about these parties, because they are wild. And Shaquita's like, oh my God, these are the parties to go to.
Because it's a music-based party. It's all about the DJs. We really pride ourselves on the DJs that we get and all about bringing new music in. And, yeah, we really pride ourselves on the music. And, therefore, people searching for a new sound come out. So, you know, that's kind of why they work. We hire amazing hosts, people from all different sectors of the creative world, either in television or media or magazines or fashion or all those different genres of people we bring together. So therefore they have access to like-minded people. So it's just kind of a mixed match person party, you know?
So it's the ultimate exclusive party. Now, how does one get on the list to go to your party?
Well, there's actually no list. You actually, it's kind of an underground. The only advertising we ever do is on Facebook, so you can hit us on Facebook. But there is no list. There is no cover. You just walk up and mention my name at the door, and you're in. It's very simple.
And the name that they mentioned.
It's a fabulous party with no ego, which is why it's so attractive. You know, we just had Drew Barrymore there last week, so we have all those kinds of people.
You know, it's kind of fun. You know, when there's no ego at these parties and everyone's just doing their thing and enjoying themselves, it makes it like you feel like you're at a house party even though you're in a venue, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and as it should be. That's the only way the party works, if there's no ego. You know, there was somebody came up to me last week and said, I could wear a dress here with a tiara and nothing else, and nobody blinks an eyelid, nobody questions it, people, because nobody cares. It's a really liberating party that everybody has fun at, so why would you not want to go?
Now, how did it all get started? Like, what was your idea? What was the concept behind the party? Was it lacking in the city in New York or in L.A. now?
There was no kind of concept, but it was run by Australians in New York, so therefore we, as foreigners, have a different perception of what New York was. So there wasn't the kind of New York party that we thought should be in New York. So we kind of created a party for ourselves. So really we were a bunch of kids running a nightclub in New York and pretty much did anything we wanted. And much of the creative credit goes to Stuart Black in New York, who is the official Mr. Black. And I was the general manager, but now I've taken on his role in LA. So we're coast to coast now. But
so
we just kind of created a party that we thought we would like to go to, and that's what we did.
Now, which city do you prefer?
Both. They're both very different cities. You know, New York is really edgy and underground, and you know, it's induces of that kind of crowd. And LA is sunny all year round, so I had to be a little creative again, and which is why I chose the Bardo space at the Avalon, because it looks underground, it's very glamorous, but it still has an outside patio, but you cannot tell. So yeah, I chose that venue.
So now, these events are every Tuesday night in LA?
Every Tuesday. We open at 9:30 at the Bardo nightclub on 1737 North Vine Street in Hollywood. So every Tuesday. Our resident DJ is DJ Josh Peace, and we have guest DJs there every week.
So now, speaking of like Drew Barrymore being there, you are known to have you're like the consummate host of celebrities, because a lot of celebrities show up. I know in New York, it was like always the thing.
In New York, we had Naomi Campbell and Natalie Portman and Ivanka Trump and Cyndi Lauper and Boy George and Pink and Anne Hathaway and Björk and like designers Alexander McQueen and, you know, Marc Jacobs, Calvin Klein, all of those people came. They all came because they could come and not be bothered and just have fun and dance. So,
right.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
So good times are to be had at the Mr. Black parties. And L.A.
Absolutely.
L.A. is lucky to have you because, you know, I'm in L.A. often, not as much as I used to be. But when I'm there, I was like, there's a lack of a New York vibe here. Not the New York vibe in the sense of, you know, the concrete jungle. But in the aspect of like a really chic party. I think L.A., everyone tries so hard. And I know that.
I think that's the problem. I think people try too hard. You know, and it's a very simple formula. It's just about letting people be themselves. And I think when they do that, that's when the color comes out, you know?
The true colors, right?
Yeah.
To be able to let your true colors show.
When people let loose, there's something good about that energy with anybody. So, and that's kind of what our parties allow people to do.
Well, I look forward to being out in LA soon so I can go to this party.
Well, I should hope so.
I will definitely be there. 100% out of what I'm going to wear is yet to be known, but I will deck myself out for the Mr. Black party.
You should. Well, I'm always in a tuxedo, so that's my outfit of choice every Tuesday.
Well, that sounds like the look, because I think there's nothing chicer than like a James Bond party.
That's correct.
Right?
Gosh. Mm-hmm.
So now, what upcoming celebrity DJs do you have?
We have Samantha Ronson coming on the 18th of May. So Lindsay Lohan always likes to follow her. But, yeah, we have Samantha Ronson on the 18th. So she's our next big DJ. And then we have Sam Sparrow, who is the week after that. So it's going to be – yeah, May is going to be an amazing month.
Yeah, May is going to be an amazing month for Mr. Black parties in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And now the name to say at the door?
You can just say Luke Nero, and I shall let you in.
That's all you have to say in the do you have velvet ropes like New York?
We do have a few velvet ropes.
Are they black or are they red?
They're black, of course. Everything is black.
Of course. I'm just checking. Like I said, I've never been. You know, I'm like the country boy. So for me to go out to parties is like a big deal. You know what I mean? But this sounds one like I would go to. It kind of sounds like, do you remember that movie? Now, I don't know if there's sex involved or not. But do you remember the movie with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, Eyes Wide Shut?
Uh-huh. Yes.
It was like a really chic party of people.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sounds like that kind of aspect.
Yeah. There's some debauchery behind closed curtains. So.
Well, there should be.
To keep your eyes wide open, you might find it.
While keeping your eyes wide shut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds fun. Now, your accent is so hypnotic. People are already – I'm getting twitted right now to find out, for those of them who don't know, the listeners out there in LA Talk Radio Land, where are you from, people are asking.
I am from Sydney, Australia. That is my, my hometown.
Sydney. And speaking of Sydney, Australia, I'm actually wearing Aussie Bum underwear right now, which are my favorite underwear.
Really? Aussie Bum has taken over this town and country. I can't believe it.
You know, Aussie Bum, I had. I had them on for my favorite things for my Christmas special where we gave a whole bunch of underwear away. So like I kind of brought them to L.A. They're one of my favorite underwear. So you guys know how to do things, from making underwear to throwing parties, the land down under.
Well, you know, we try.
You succeed. Now, I'm getting a tweet right now from right now. I can't speak. Luke, I'm a little wasted. We had some very good wine. But nonetheless, I'm getting a Twitter update right now from someone that's saying, can you give us the address one more time of the party?
The address is 1737 North Vine Street in Hollywood.
And that's every Tuesday night. At the which nightclub?
Bardo.
Bardo nightclub. Every Tuesday night, people, from
9 o'clock.
9:30 till 2 a.m. 2 a.m. Isn't that so nice compared to New York's 4 a.m.?
Well, yeah. Well, actually, we can stay open until longer, and sometimes we do. So
The secret's let out.
Shh. No one meant to
know. Right? Tell anybody.
Sometimes we go until 3, so, yeah.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Until the LAPD come knocking at the door.
No, we legally allowed to stay open. Which is
Are you really?
That's why I chose this venue. Yeah, it's an amazing place. Yeah.
You see, people, stay tuned to Max and Friends because we'll give you the place to hang out while you're in LA, and the names to drop at the door are Luke Nero. As you're dropping the name, people, leave your attitude at the door because we want to have good times.
Perfect. That's
right?
It.
Isn't that what it's all about?
Absolutely.
All right, Luke. Well, we're going to let you go because we have to have another guest on. As much as we don't want to let you go, you're more than welcome to always come back on and promote any Mr. Black LA New York party that you have. And you know what? I have a home in Florence, Italy, so I suggest we bring Mr. Black to Firenze. What do you think about that?
I say that's a great idea. I'm happy to
We'll have to work it out. So we'll get some friends involved over there and make it internationally known.
Let's do.
Done. All right, my friend. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. As I said, come on anytime and let us know what's going on.
Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you here tonight. And definitely, everyone, check out Mr. Black LA Tuesday nights, 9:30. The name at the door is Luke Nero to get in. Right, my friend?
Perfect. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
Luke, have a wonderful night, and we'll definitely stay in touch.
Thanks, Max. Have a good one.
Have
Bye.
A good night. All right, everyone, that was Luke Nero, who throws the most amazing, fantastic parties, Mr. Black. And if you want to hear where they are, then you're going to have to go to latalkradio.com and click on Max and Friends and listen to this show in its archive, which will be up tomorrow. And write down the address, write down the time, and people. You know, it's all about having a good time when you go out, so leave the ego at the door. Now, if you want to get spicy and if you want to get the heat going, there's only one place to be, and that's on LA Talk Radio, because we're here right now, and we're having a fun time. Ronan, why don't you let people know what they're listening to? This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. We're going to get spicy aquí esta noche en el estudio, porque nosotros tenemos the one and only, y'all getting ready for this, we're taking this from just going from James Bond to going to, like, the hottest, get ready, caliente people, okay? I feel like saying, do you remember, here in New York, we have, like, 92.3, suave amor. But tonight we got caliente in el estudio porque nosotros tenemos el en la casa, Sound Cartagena. Pull up your mic because people want to talk to you tonight. I've got so many tweets going on about you, ready? People are like, when is he coming on? When is he coming on? How do I listen? How do I tune in? You're here, my friend. ¿Qué pasó, mijo? What's up?
What's going on? ¿Qué lo que hay? What it is, man. I'm here, man. Tranquilo.
All right. Well, everybody tranquilo esta noche en el estudio. You know, it's like, we're going to take this to a whole nother level tonight because we got you in the studio. Puerto Rican.
Yeah,
born and raised.
Pleasure.
In Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, baby. We here.
We just went from West Coast to East Coast. So there's like a whole bunch of people that like, who is Sound and what is he all about? I'm like, you guys have no idea. So the only way that we're going to let people
Not
know
at all.
Is we're going to play your music tonight. We got some songs we're going to play. Ronan's got them set up whenever we're going to do this. But why don't you tell people who you are?
Yeah.
Welcome to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Introduce yourself and let people know who you are and what you do.
What's going on? I'm here. You know, I'm a Spanglish Latin hip-hop artist from Brooklyn, Bushwick, NY City. And, you know, I'm repping that salsa hip-hop, you know, a little feel. I'm just doing, like, hip-hop with, like, with a different vibe, just putting, like, Latin instruments, rumba, bomba, plena. I'm also a drummer for a street rock band called Killer Beats. So I'm just moving, but these records right here, they bangers. Got a mixtape coming out right now called Spanglish Digital. Comes out next month. And, you know, we're working.
And you're doing, speaking about Vibe, you've been featured in Vibe, you've been featured in The Source, you've been featured in XXL, You've been in a bunch of magazines. You've been all over the globe. You performed in Puerto Rico, in Turkey. You've done your thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, I've been traveling. That's what I love to do. I've been doing music for years, but right now, at the time, you know, I've just been doing this Spanglish, like, repping it hard, keeping to the roots. And, you know, they're feeling that. They were loving the A&Rs and all that, so I'm working with everybody, moving these records, because there's many good ones that I have. So, yeah, I've been performing, went to Puerto Rico, there are a couple festivals out there, the conference. Yeah, coming out on magazines like crazy. Yeah, we got a new drama magazine coming out. I'm in that. They did a big article on me. Also,
now, you know what I
want
to do? I want to go back to when you're 9 years old and when you're with your father and you recorded that salsa album. Is that when you started?
Oh, man. Yeah, pretty much recording. recording, yes. But, you know.
Now, rumor has it that you were the sound lead vocalist on that.
Yes. Yeah, I was the front man.
At 9 years old.
Batman time. 9 years old, salsa record. And, you know, that was my dad. They had a salsa group, and what they did was, like, you know, everybody's kids, all the musicians, their kids were also talented as well. So they decided on making a band. And I was the front man playing the maracas, singing. My cousins, you know, I had a cousin playing the keyboard, another cousin playing the bass, and a trombone player had his son playing trumpet. You know, it was an amazing band. Young kids, all young, 9, 10, 11, it was good.
You just did your thing. Now, I have my T-Mobile Sidekick all juiced up and ready to go. I got Twitter ready to go. I got Facebook ready to go. Everyone's like, when are we going to hear his music? When are we going to hear his music? You know what, Ronan?
Yes.
Before we play the music, we got a song. We're going to play Supersonico. So why don't you tell us about Supersonico real quick? Set it up, and then we're going to play it.
Yeah, Supersonico. It's my joint. It's a banger. It's a drum and bass. You know, mixed with a little, it's got a different vibe on it. I'm rapping on drum and bass, Spanglish. It's a really good song, international. Oh man, on that song, I don't know if you have it's the cut that has the Japanese artist on it, Atheist, but it's not.
I don't know what cut we have, but you know what? The only way to find out is if we play it. So everyone, tune up your radios, put them on blast, get it ready, because we're going to give you Supersonico. On Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Ronan, hit it.
Mama, I'm that papi you've been looking for.
Together.
Take it over, show you that mommy I adore.
Together.
I want you badly, what? I can't take you no more.
No.
You got me feeling like I'm 300 strong. Super Sonico, Super Sonico, Super Sonico, Super Sonico, Super Sonico, Super Sonico, Super Sonico. Desde el primer día that I met you, me puso a pensar el papi que you. I wanna hug you, I wanna squeeze you. I just wanna show you that this body needs you. You taste me, I'm saucy. Acércate, ma, please don't get off me. Let's have a good time, I'm feeling hella great. Cariño, me pongas a feel like I can levitate. Head of state, super sonico, you see me. Upgrade your life to HD, 3D. 2010, the future, todo digital. Call me Con Ed, cause I'm gonna like the electricidad. My new baby mama, I'm that papi you've been looking for. Te quiero mucho, you that mommy I adore. I want you badly, I can't take it no more. You got me feeling like I'm 300 strong. Super sonico, super sonico, super sonico, super sonico, super sonico, super sonico, super sonico. Ay Dios mío, I'm feeling uncool. Cause your tight jeans and sexy cuerpo make me drool. Nervioso, me tienes temblando. I need your arm more often, ya me está pegando. Está buena, tremenda. Are you ready for the cause y la prenda? Right now I'm ready for ti que estamos juntos. Aquí suene como el hombre más fuerte del mundo. Prototype, maximum gigabytes. When it comes to the Spanglish hip hop, there ain't no other like. Fire hazardous, like me, robotic. Cuando viene este huevo, this 40 so got. My little baby mama, that papi you've been looking for. Te quiero mucho, you that mami I adore. I want you badly, I can't me feeling like I'm 300 strong. That's all we go. She got me go. That's all we go. That's all we go. That's all we go. She got me go. That's all we go. That's all we go. That's all we go. She got me go. That's all we go. That's all we go. That's all we go.
Supersonico, mijos. Mira, this is what I gotta tell you, people. That was Sound Cartagena here, Supersonico. I just got a tweet from Marta in New York, and she's like, thank you for keeping me awake now. She's up grooving on LA Talk Radio, living in New York. Thank you, Marta, from New York. Bronx, New York. What's
yes.
up, Marta?
Bronx, New York. All right.
Now, here's the deal, people. I'm going to open up the lines. 323-203-0815 is the number to call here at LA Talk Radio Studios. 323-203-0815. Write it down. Hold it. Keep it. Store it in your cell phones because it's the same number every Sunday night for Max and Friends. If you want to call, feel free to call. Ronan, check the lines. Let me know who's going to call. Patch them through, and we're going to put them on with Sound. So, Sound, man, that was that's what's up. Supersonico, man.
Thanks, man. Supersonico.
That had everything in it.
That's bringing something different, man. It's time for something new. It's, you know, it's time to open these new doors. The different sabor, you know, that's our song.
Now, what inspired you to do all this music?
Oh, I was always into making different music. I'm into making Latin hip hop, but in a different way, like commercial music. So, you know. I heard this joint. We were working with some drum and bass tracks, and I was like, oh, we got to switch it up.
I got to work with something like that. All right. Lower your radio caller, because we've asked and they've called. So lower your radio for me in the background. Welcome to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Mike from Brooklyn, New York. Yo, that song was fire. Fire. Where you from again?
Bushwick, baby. Brooklyn, maybe. No doubt.
So we got double Brooklyn in the house. You felt Supersonico, Mike?
Yes. I'm repping East New York, Brooklyn right now.
That's amazing.
That sounds so like European, but it's so New York vibe at the same time. I'm loving it.
Well, I appreciate it, man. 100. This is a different, bringing a different, it's a different come up. El mundo, el futuro, internacional.
That's what it is.
Do you have any videos on YouTube or anything like that?
Yeah, you can check out all the videos. I have amazing videos. We got our song I got called We Got Our Song featuring Jay Sisco. You can check that out on YouTube. It's a big record, got a lot of hits. And I got busy getting paper, El Cheverón, which is major song. Oh man, so you can check out those videos. I got a ton of like showcases that I've done. You know, and man, I'm all over New York City, so you can see all of that on my YouTube, SoundCloud.
Now you're getting all over L.A. too, because I'm getting Facebook messages right now from people in L.A. that are like, we need this music here. You know, it's a New York, as much as I don't like to categorize music, it's a New York vibe, and people in L.A. I don't think have this yet. So we're like giving L.A. a whole new genre of music.
Oh, no, word. Definitely. I'm loving it. I'm a fan, and Max, I'm loving your show too. You're doing a great job. And I just appreciate being able to listen to new music right here on LATalkRadio.com.
Well, we're glad you're tuning in, my friend.
Do you have any more music we can be able to listen to?
Yeah, stay tuned. We got some hot songs coming up, so definitely stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, and we're going to give you the jams coming up in just a little bit. But, Mike, thanks so much.
I don't want to eat up the line.
Have a good night, Mike.
All right, thank you.
Now, let me ask you, Sam.
Thank you.
Where can people find you on Facebook?
Facebook Soundboy Cartagena. So, you know, a.k.a. Spanglish Carter. That's me, but Soundboy Cartagena on Facebook.
Are you on Twitter, too?
I'm on Twitter. Twitter at Sound Carter. At Twitter.
Cool. There you go.
Follow
now, I got to give a shout-out. I got to give a shout-out to Frank right now, who's listening, and said a great show. So, thank you, Frank. Now, I know you want to give shout outs to people, Sound, because there's a lot of people I'm sure that have worked with you, that have put blood, sweat, and tears. Who do you want to give your shout outs to?
Oh, shout out for Bay. I want to shout out Mike for calling in and giving me a shout out. That's what's up, Brooklyn, baby.
Well, you know what? We got to shout in. So, caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Marathon. I'm calling from Howard Beach, New York, Queens, New York.
Nice.
Thank you for calling. Do you have a question for Sound?
Yeah, I'd like to know when his album is going to hit the market, when it's going to hit the street, because it's straight fire. It's something that my kids will be popping their heads to.
No doubt. Thank you. Appreciate it so much. Yeah, it'll be next month. My mixtape, Spanglish Digital, will be out next month, and it'll be on iTunes. It'll be whatever, all over the place. CD Baby, Rhapsody, Best Buy. It's amazing. It's going to be all over the place. So, yeah, you can get it there. Or you can get it on my website, spanglishcarter.com. And you can get it at soundclash.fm. .fm.
Yeah,
so,
everywhere.
Yeah, we're all over the place. Yeah, I'm all over the place.
You are on the place, and we've got a bunch of callers calling in. So, callers, keep trying to call in. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends right now. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Canford.
From where?
Canford.
How you doing tonight?
Good.
Good. You like the show?
Yeah.
You got a question for Sound?
Play another good one, and you know your niche, right?
All right. Well, I don't know what you said, but I appreciate you calling in. Ronan, you know what, Ronan? We want to give people some music tonight here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. But before we do that, let them know what they're listening to. But before you do that, Ronan, I got you going to be pressing a lot of buttons. Let's play a commercial. Some...
Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. History repeating itself. Celebrate the classic taste of the original Oscar's Delmonico as a super premium vodka. Cheers, that's everything. To purchase Oscar's Delmonico Vodka, please visit horseneck.com or dial 203-869-8944. Celebrate responsibly.
This is Max and Friends, and you are in the right place at the right time on LA Talk Radio because we got Sound in the studio. What's up, Sound?
Yep. Yeah, what's up? Goody.
I love this straight fire, man. Everyone's saying it's straight fire. Straight fire.
Straight fire. Right. That's what I give. I want the sazón.
There you go. So we got to say, I got to give a shout out. Someone just texted me on my T-Mobile sidekick, Mike Groger. What's up, Mike Groger? Mike is actually the owner of MyLifeInTheCity.com, so do check that out. But listen, I want to tell people about what's up. Vaya, man, what's up?
Vaya,
what's up?
Yeah, that's my joint, man. It's a banger, international banger. It's a joint I made for the FIFA 2010 and soccer. So, you know. Hopefully it'll be a joint that they're really gonna use. So we're working on it now. It's a big joint. I've got a video coming up for it.
And now where can people find these videos?
The video, YouTube, Sound Cartagena.
That's it. That's simple. Hit it up, YouTube.com. But you know what?
YouTube.
Stay on LATalkRadio.com right now because, everyone, you're listening to Max and Friends, and I got to tell you, the only way that you're going to hear what's up right now without even seeing the video is by tuning in right now. If you miss this song or any portion of this interview, you can go to LATalkRadio.com, Max and Friends. Click it up, and you can find this tomorrow in archives. What are we playing right now, Sound? We're going to play what's up.
Let's do it.
We're going to play what's up.
Vaya,
what's up? On LA, Max and Friends.
Domingo, what's up? Mexico, what's up? Puerto
is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, here on LA Talk Radio. We got sound in the studio. Vaya, what's up?
Vaya, what's up?
People are digging that. What's up? Because I just got four Twitters right now just about that song alone.
Brooklyn, baby, we're here.
That's what's up.
Hey,
now listen,
music.
I heard my girl Celia Cruz, you dropped the name up in there. Who inspired you to write music?
Oh, just what inspires me is just being able to do what I want. You know, being able to put myself on. You know, that's what inspires me. So I tried different kinds of, you know, remedies and, you know, this is what I come up with. But yeah.
Now, out of all, like, you know, who are your, like, when you put out music, who do you like to listen to?
Well, I listen to a lot of people. I mostly listen to myself over and over again, but I listen to, Jay-Z and, you know, a lot of hip-hop, R&B, definitely. I'm into that. I'm a hip-hopper all the way.
And now, people want to get personal with you. So they want me to ask you some questions. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Where would it be? Let's see. I would say wealthy. And I'll say L.A.
L.A.
I'll say L.A. But also Puerto Rico, of course, my island.
Of course. Well, you know what? We've got a caller, so call you live on Max and Friends on L.A. Talk Radio. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Mandy. I'm from Yonkers.
What's going on, Mandy?
Hi. I'm good. Just listening to sound right now. Your music is on fire, for real.
Appreciate it. Word up.
Definitely. Thank you for representing Latino from New York and all over the world.
Do you have a question for Sam?
No, I just wanted to thank him for representing Latinos. Your music is on fire. Just thought you should know.
Well, thank you so much.
Appreciate that. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Well, you have a good night, and thanks so much for calling, my friend.
All right.
All right. Thank you, honey.
People just want to call and give you shout-outs for being you. That's what's up.
Yeah, exactly. Just being
that
you
is
what
up.
I do. That's what it's about. Being very creative. Doing up.
You know, listen, I want to ask you, we're going to play another song because people are asking for more. As we are writing right now, as we're talking, I'm Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. People are hitting me up everywhere on Facebook, on T-Mobile Sidekick. They want to hear more. So tell me about Captain of the Ship. What's that about?
Wow. That's a banger. That's a joint that I did. It's like a down south rumba joint. Definitely crazy. Featuring Loli, my hype chick, Loli. Shout out to her. You know, I was at her baby shower today. She's pregnant, so she's, you know.
So this song we're going to dedicate to her. We are going to dedicate Captain of the Ship right now. So, Ronan, let's get Captain of the Ship on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio by Sound.
Ooh.
Ready, yo solo tiro, falla. Más que games deadly. Hold up a minute. slide phones. Boom, boom, boom. If you a freak, mommy, let me see you shake your booty. If you a freak, mommy, let me see you shake your booty. Boom, 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 boom. Let the beat go. Boom, 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 boom. If you a freak, mommy, let me see you shake your booty. If you a freak, mommy, let me see you shake your booty. Sweet lemon lime, when you grind from behind. You see, mommy, esta buena, I'm gon' try to make a mine. Ride Yamaha Suzuki, some custom paint from double chocolate chip cookies. Super Ami Moto, watch it pop a willy. In those 360s, I'm so silly. About to make a few millies doing shows, selling merch. Wanna know sound Carter, Google search. Seven custom whips, two bikes, clean kicks.
That was Captain of the Ship by Sound on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and the only person we got in the studio right now is Sound. What's up?
What up? Captain of the Ship.
That was Captain of the Ship, man. What's next for you, Captain of your ship?
Yes. Exactly.
What
Captain
is next
of my own
for you?
Ship.
What is next for you?
Well, yeah, that's next for me. Buying my own ship and being the captain of the ship. Well, what's next is, you know, I'm planning to put out this record, put out the CD, Spanglish Digital, dropping next month, early next month. So look out for that. And after I drop that, I'm planning a tour, you know, travel to big events. Got the Latin Mix Awards coming up. I'm performing at.
You do it all, man. Now, speaking of do it all, you played the instruments in that song too, didn't you?
Yes, I'm the conguero. I'm the conguero on that. Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right, man. Now, do you have any appearances coming up? People want to know if they can see you. Are you going to be live anywhere?
Well, yeah. I have on May 14th, I'm performing for Watauwa University and Go To Music. They dropped a mixtape release party. They have a record, a CD coming out, mixtape CD called Mambo Electro, Una Vaina Bien. And I'm performing for that day for the album release party. And it's on 299, Club 299, Bar 299 in Brooklyn.
Cool.
So, you know,
now, what's the best way for people to follow you? What's the best way for people to follow you?
Twitter, Sound Carter.
That's it, right?
Yeah. Twitter, Sound Carter. Facebook, also, you know, Soundboy Cartagena. Facebook.
Soundboy Cartagena. You everywhere, man. You're blowing it up. Well, listen, Sound Cartagena, we want to have you back on in the near future when you blow it up some more, because we love your music. People have been Twittering, Facebooking me, and hitting me up
Thank
on
you.
T-Mobile Sidekick. So definitely we want you back in the near future, because you're giving people what they want. They're responding. So
Appreciate
keep doing
it.
What you're doing, my friend. Be inspired. Keep it real and keep doing what you're doing. You're unique, my friend.
True that, no doubt. Appreciate it. Got your home music.
We're Absolutely. Here. But you know, we got to bring this show to a wrap in just a little bit. So I'm going to have to say goodnight to you. Que Dios lo bendiga.
All right.
And I will talk
to you
soon, all right?
Here.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Have a good night. And we're going to post this on your Facebook page tomorrow, so you'll have the whole MP3 there too, my friend.
All right, cool.
That's
Appreciate
what's up.
It.
Have a good night.
Thank
Be
you.
Well.
You
that too. Was Sound. Everybody here in the studio, we had some hot songs. Supersonico, What's Up, Vaya, and Captain of the Ship. You can hear those tomorrow on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. But before I bid you adieu, I've got to say hi to Deborah Little. We had a great time at her restaurant in New Canaan the other day. It's just been a crazy week, a fun show. I got to give a major thank you to Mr. Black himself, Luke Nero. And you can find him, everybody, right on Facebook. Go to Mr. Black Mr. Black LA every Tuesday. And you can find him right there on Facebook. You can find out what's going on with the parties, who the DJs are going to be, and of course, Sound. You know where to follow him. Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, all these places. I got to say hi to Dana. I got a lot of shout-outs to say to a lot of people. But you know what, everyone? Stay tuned to Max and Friends next Sunday, because we're going to have live in the studio one of my favorite singers. Oh, look, I'm getting chills right now just saying her name. Sophie B. Hawkins, because it felt like springtime on that February morning in a courtyard. Birds were singing your praise. She's going to be on here on Max and Friends next week. So I hope Tamara's back next week. I've got to tell you, everybody, my quote for the night is, I've got so many quotes. I'm going to give you two. It is the child in the man that is the source of his uniqueness and creativeness. And the playground is the optimal Milu for the unfolding of his capacities and talent. That's not what I wanted to tell. How you doing? We'll give you that. It's easier. Shit, where's the quote I want to leave you with, people? Here it is. Okay. If you can't laugh at yourself, then who can you laugh at? All right. I get up every morning determined to both change the world and have one hell of a good time. Sometimes this makes planning my day difficult. That's by E.B. White. And that was said anywhere between 1899 and 1890 and 1985. I got to go to bed. Everyone, it's New York. It's 11:50 at night. I got to wrap this up. Everyone, have a blessed week. Take life to the max. And remember to just be you this week. Be who God created you to be. Do your thing. Stand on your own mountain. Shout your own praises. Everything you're going to do is good. Do it in all. And love one another. Wait, who said it? Can't we all just get along, people? Well, can't we all just get along? Anyway, I got to say thank you to Mikey Loco out there. You're the shizzle, my brother. Thank you to you. And everyone, thanks for listening to LATalkRadio.com, LA Talk Radio. Tune in to Blackberries. Tune in on, oh, God, tune in everywhere. Phoenix, WiMAX, Wi-Fi, Blackberries, on your iPhones. Tune in, and you can hear us. Tamara, I miss you. Have a safe travel. I'm going to be in Florida this week, everyone, and Delta.com is taking me there, so go to Delta.com. Flights are on sale. Stay tuned for CBS News here on Max and Friends right after on LA Talk Radio. I bid you adieu, everyone. Be blessed, stay focused, be inspired. Don't drink and drive, and sign that Oprah's petition with no texting while you're driving either. Not a good thing. On that note, I'm out of here. It's hot as a motherfucker in New York, and I got to go to bed. So I got to get in my car and go home because the studio is boiling. That's what's up. Vaya, people. Peace out and good night. Love y'all.